in Denver, and I want to tell you, it's so powerful. You want to know. Be prepared for what God might do in you this weekend, because it's wonderful. But let's start out. You know, that first love for Jesus, isn't that why we're all here? Because we love him. So in your song sheets there, number 9.
Everybody help March.
A year ago, and he had walked as a lovely Christian, help when their five kids were born and he flipped out. And I still don't see that he's back in the kingdom. But nothing is too difficult for God. Do you have something like that in your life?
Y'all know it. It's right up there.
Your kingdom come. And I heard in a sermon last week that God's kingdom is here already. Mm-hmm. Anywhere where God has full control over what happens. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to let happen in us this weekend. So here is our little ditty that we're going to sing. This little yellow sheet. We're going to learn that the kingdom has to come when we give up all of our selfish plans. Mm-hmm. So let's learn it. God has been working me over all week long. And he's been bringing to light things that I thought I didn't have any problem with anymore. And he's been showing me that I don't care how long I've walked with him, 56 years I've walked with him, there still is that selfishness in me that wants to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Do you have that? And I tell people, I only face one problem all day, every day, no matter what happens, the world can blow up. There's one problem. Her name is Marge. How does Marge respond to the things, if we believe that God is in full authority on this earth, then everything that happens to me, he sends. You know, I'm in Jeremiah now, and it says God sends these bad things to them to help bring them to repentance. That's God's love. And so all week long, God was showing me how I needed to come to repentance, and I'd come to repentance, and then I'd just go right back and be just as nasty. And so, finally, he brought me out into where I know I'm more stable. And that's making me very happy. But he wanted to show me that we just never can take pride in anything but his righteousness.
Yes.
Our righteousness is his filthy rags before him. And I was taking pride that I was better than him. Am I not? I never will be. And so he gets all the glory. So as we sing this, this is a prayer. And it'll prepare you for the incredible teachings you're going to be hearing some of these things.
Thank you.
pray about this?
Yeah, I think we have a thing about, as you can see, we're having trouble with the sound, and the man who came to fix it punched buttons and got these things humming, and that's not supposed to be. And so he said, he promised he'd be back.
No, so send somebody else back in 15 minutes.
So Lord, we just lift up the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are more powerful than anything that would be in this room or around that would want to hinder this evening. And we just cry out to you, Lord, in one voice that you would put an end to all the distraction, the lack of sound, everything. Lord, let this evening be an event that brings glory to you, that lifts you up and take away the hindrance here of the sound system. Just make it work. Correct it, Lord. Jesus is victor. Hallelujah.
Let's sing the first one.
Let's
just
sing.
One verse of the first song.
Number one.
We're not going to let anything distract us.
No.